South Africa has seen an influx of economic refugees from Zimbabwe in recent years. Now the political crisis is pushing even more Zimbabweans to leave. Many are desperate for help. Bishop Paul Verrain runs a church in Johannesburg, South Africa, and he says about 1,500 Zimbabweans are living in his church right now.
It's about a week now that people have come post-election. I would think about 85 to 90% of them are from Zimbabwe.
I mean, presumably for these people, life has been extremely difficult for quite some time because Zimbabwe has been in dire economic straits for quite some time. Why are they coming at this point?
Most of the people at the moment are coming because they are afraid of persecution and have been intimidated and have been threatened. And their families or friends or really just themselves are in the place where they think that if we had to stay here, we could be killed.
Do you see people in larger numbers coming after a particular event or a particular declaration in Zimbabwe?
Or the anticipation of something coming. So, for instance, numbers have doubled since the elections.
The journey itself must be pretty difficult, regardless of how they get there.
Yes, I think it is. I mean, I think many of them come through the Musina border. And, police in the Musina area hunt for refugees in a way, as one would hunt for animals. And so some people are fairly traumatized, you know.
How are the conditions in the shelter that you provide for them in this building?
Well, they certainly aren't salubrious. You know, for instance, on the ground level there are two toilets for men and two for women, and one or two wash-hand basins. The facilities are very, very sparse and meager. Many people wash in buckets, as it were. And it's just a struggle to keep the place clean, as you can imagine.
So when you say two toilets, for instance, that's to serve how many people?
Well, that would be sort of to serve 200 to 300 people on the ground floor, maybe sometimes even more when it's very cold.
How are you managing to feed them all?
There is a rule in the morning that everybody must leave the building, in fact, and go and look for some kind of work, no matter what the work is. Many of those people earn a meager amount, and then they would find food at a reasonable rate from the vendors on the street in the evenings and in the city. We also have a soup kitchen, which basically really supports itself, which would feed about 300, 400 people a day.
In Johannesburg itself, about a quarter of the population lives below the poverty line. Mm. Now, I know that, it's sounding like these people who are coming in from Zimbabwe are intermingling with the local population, at least to try and get some food or get a job. There are accusations, though, by South African police that these refugees are responsible for a rise in crime. Is it your experience that there has been a rise in crime? And how are the Zimbabwe refugees doing? How well are they being welcomed by the South African population there?
Generally speaking, there's a fairly strong prejudice that has been built up against foreign nationals in this country. I think it's very, very sad. I think it is grossly irresponsible to say that foreigners are criminals.
So what's it like, Bishop Verrain, to try and do your work where you are welcoming homeless people not only from Zimbabwe, which is what we've been talking about, but also from other parts of Africa and from South Africa? And some of these people have had to endure robberies, et cetera, on their way to where you are. I mean, how are you able to deal with that?
Well, obviously, I mean, the injustice angers me. Some of them have left children younger than 2 years of age. Some of them have experienced electric shock. Some of them have been beaten badly. And above all, they have been intimidated and humiliated, and their humanity in many respects has been diminished.
And we wish you and all your guests at the shelter the very best.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
And Bishop Paul Verrain, who runs a church and sanctuary for refugees in Johannesburg, South Africa. For more information, go to our website, theworld.org.